All right, good evening. Welcome back to this evening. It's a good time to fellowship together, and we're going to do a lot of reflecting back on what the Lord has done the last year and look forward to what the Lord is going to be doing as we vote on the budget and different positions within the church tonight, too. So thank you for coming. It's an important time. Oftentimes in church, you hear business meeting and I hear people go, well, that's not important. This is important. This is the life of the church. This is how we're able to accomplish our mission. And we'll hear more about that here in just a little bit. Tonight, I want to start off with a little bit of just announcements of some things happening, things continuing on within ministry. Looking forward to next week. I'm going to be praying for Natalie's wedding, and that'll be a great time of celebration, and looking forward to celebrating there. Also, Recharge Young Adult Retreat is happening. If you know anyone who falls into the category of young adult and would like to attend that, Sam, is there still able to sign up for that?
You won't be able to go online. Officially, registration is closed. Starting, if you give us a call on Tuesday morning, we'd be glad to help you.
Okay, so give them a call if you know of anyone who would like to attend that. Young adult is up to 35. I remember the first year that I was no longer considered that. So, but looking through there, realized I was no longer a young adult. but up till 35, great time of ministry and refreshment from there. The next week on December 19th, we're looking forward to the Christmas program. That's in the evening service. And the kids have been working hard all the way up through sixth grade. And Bethany and Kayla and others have been leading that charge, and so we're looking forward to that evening of just a great time of fellowship and worship and seeing the program. And that's also a great time to invite friends and family out in order to participate and enjoy that evening and to hear about the gospel. Advent series, we're continuing to do that. This week we're going to be looking at what Mary treasured, and we're specifically going to look at the event of when the angel came and talked to her, and how what was happening in that moment, and how the Lord was interacting, and looking at just Mary and how she treasured that, and then what we can take from that as we slow down and think about Emmanuel, God with us, and being able to celebrate that during this season. We mentioned this past week, we spend a lot of time prepping for the holidays between shopping and decorating and wrapping and planning and cooking. We need to take time to prepare ourselves for the worship and the celebration of Christ coming to this earth in order to go to the cross and to rescue us. Any other announcements we want to make tonight before we move on with the rest of the evening? Reminder also, community groups are on hold until January, I think it's the 16th, or somewhere in that range, that third week of January. So we'll look forward to jumping back into those once we get into January. Sunday school, we're continuing on with that. We're looking forward to a new set of classes coming out in January as well. And so be thinking about, if you haven't been in the habit of coming to Sunday school, there are great classes happening, and that'll be a great time to jump back in and just participate in Sunday school and the things that are happening there. So let me start off with a word of prayer, then we'll turn it over to Pastor, and we'll just continue to worship our Savior together. Gracious Father, thank you so much for your amazing love, your grace. We thank you for the church and the body of believers that you have called us to do life with. And Lord, you have not put us out here to do life as this Christian life as a lone ranger. You haven't just made us a part of a vast group of people where we have no meaningful connection, but rather in your infinite wisdom, you have designed this to where we can plug in and be a member of a local body of believers in which we live in community, live in fellowship with one another, and also just the opportunity to help each other grow, encourage one another. And Lord, we look forward to doing that tonight, and we look forward to making much of your name as we look back and reflect on the way that you have used the church and the work that you've done in the church over the past year. And Lord, we pray that you would just give us wisdom as we vote on some important things, preparing for 2022 and the things that you have in store for us then. Lord, I pray that you would just be with those who are sick and hurting, and there's several within the church. Be with those who can't make it to make it here in person due to illness, COVID reasons, and other things. Lord, I pray that you would just help them just continue to feel connected to the body. I pray that those who haven't been able to be here in a while would just long for that day that they can come back and join us and sit around the dinner table and enjoy the time of fellowship and gleaning from your word. And Lord, I just thank you again for your many blessings. And I pray that you would just help us to make much of you tonight. In your name I pray. Amen.
Next week, by the way, the Sunday evening service is going to be special. We're going to do a prayer, Christmas prayer service. Some of you have been with us when we've done these before, where we use music, singing, scripture reading, a variety of things to help us spend a time around a passage. The passage will be John chapter 1, as we call upon the Lord collectively for the whole service, and then it'll culminate in communion. So that's next Sunday evening. That's going to be a special time. If you have your Bible, just take a look at 2 Corinthians 2:14. This is a verse that's been on my heart a lot in the last couple of years, and it's really fitting to think about this verse as we have our meeting tonight. When you think about, I appreciate what Pastor Matt said, you know, business meetings or business meetings significant. When you read Corinthians, Paul makes the point that an unbeliever ought to be able to come into a church business time and conclude, God is really among those people. I mean, the way we do business is different than the way that the world does. And I think you're going to be very encouraged tonight. I'm so glad the teens are with us. Because we're going to be celebrating what God is up to in His church here. And this verse helps us think about that. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. God deserves our thanks. He is at work spreading the knowledge of Himself, working through local churches like this one, and we're just amazed. So I'll take you back a year ago in this meeting. We approved a number, 213,797. That was the number we approved for our proposed budget. We were right in the middle of COVID. What is going to happen in 2021? Who knew? So we approved that number as a budget, and here's what's happened since. God blessed, and you gave, and the mission of the church advanced, and we're going to celebrate that tonight. This dual theme in this service is celebrating 2021 and anticipating and preparing for 2022. We had this theme that we used for an annual business meeting about 3 or 4 years ago, and I want to bring the theme back, and that is the theme of celebrating wins. You know, you have your sports team. When you do well, you celebrate that. Whatever is important to you, you take time to celebrate that. Well, we want to celebrate some wins tonight. Obviously, what is a win at Wheelersburg Baptist? One of the great wins is when we see God reach down and save someone, and they're rescued from the kingdom of darkness and become a part of the kingdom of light and become a part of our church family. That's a major win we celebrate. But there are all kinds of other wins that lead to that and are a part of that bigger win. And we want to celebrate those tonight. So you approved that budget of $213,797. What's happened since? I got the numbers from Joe just this week. Just through November's giving, we have the month of December not counted into this figure. The giving was $253,122. The budget was $213,000. And how do you explain that other than just God's been very gracious to us and as a body you've been very generous with your giving. I would anticipate with the giving of December, if it was just an average month, we'd be $275,000. You know, that's just a very significant, to God be the glory, number for us to think about tonight. But the question that we really want to ask tonight is, so how was it used? So God provided through the giving of His people. What has happened? How has that been used? And not just the money, but the time and the investment of people hours and focus. What's happened with the resources of this church in the last 12 months? And there are some tremendous wins that we want to celebrate. Let me just talk for a moment about what that's enabled us to do. Of that money that's come in, and based on what was budgeted, approximately $50,000 has gone towards just being having a building with lights on and water and other things, the utilities being paid, community center utilities, office supplies, equipment. That's about $50,000 of the budget. $12,000 for disciple-making ministries at home, children, youth, VBS, nursery, kids, fellowship, hospitality, just basic types of things like that that enable us to give the Word of God, disciple folks, in our local ministry right here. $44,740 goes for making disciples other places. You might think of it in terms of missions, supporting local disciple-making ministries like Cradle, regional ministries like Scioto Hills and Tri-State Bible College, national ministries, you might say, like Cedarville University, ACBC, international disciple-making ministries. We've got a team of about 25 missionaries. So when you give, that enables us to support what's happening locally, as our mission statement says, making disciples locally and worldwide. By the way, just for some perspective, in the past 10 years, that means we've given about $500,000 to world missions. 20 years, that's $1 million going to world missions. We're just a small, relatively normal-sized church in the scheme of things, but God allows us over the long haul to have a significant part in what He's doing in the world. A big part of our budget goes to personnel costs, staff salaries, professional ministry funds, internship, Medicare, all kinds of things in that. $110,800 in that category to basically have a team of people that help us equip disciple makers. Major expenditures, most of these now I'm going to talk about things that I just gave you, the general fund giving, but here are expenditures that were not budgeted a year ago that we were able to do because the giving was so healthy, and things like, and you'll be hearing some more details about this when the testimony come in a moment, but capital improvements for the new carpet, $55,000. Carpet for the youth room downstairs was close to $4,000. Some heating and cooling costs, $4,900. There were, in terms of IT, sound-related, about $17,000. We were able to give some significant monies to help out with doing a week at camp at Scioto Hills. Matt, you might have that number. I don't have that exact number, but sending kids and counselors for the week that we did at Scioto Hills. We gave a love gift to Paul Holritz for missionary needs in North Africa of a couple $1,000s. Honorariums for ministry representatives and missionaries. A lot of you are aware of this, but for Wednesday nights through the summer and into the fall, we had a different missionary or speaker from a ministry, different ministry we support. So there was about $1,500 towards that. $3,300 towards youth ministries, VBS, Kids Club. We're all in all, you able to utilize about $70,000 of non-budgeted expenditures for a variety of things, including what I've just listed, because God enabled us to do that. And tonight we say praise be to His name. Thanks for your part in that. But money doesn't tell the full story. We need to hear some stories about how did God use funds and labor hours in terms of ministries. What came out of that? And so here's kind of the order of what's going to happen now. I've asked a variety of folks to tell stories of wins at WBC, each in approximately a couple-minute testimonies. And I'll just tell you who you are and just come on up. In fact, if you're like the one following the other one, why don't you come up and just be ready so we can go seamlessly right into the next person. But Pastor Matt's going to come and talk about our ministry teams. Michael Dow will come and talk about our internship ministry, how God has worked through our youth ministries. Douglas will be sharing through our counseling and counseling training ministries. Dave Beam, who leads that ministry, will be sharing through our technology upgrades. Dennis and or Aaron. Just Dennis is going to be coming and talking about that. Pardon me?
2 minutes each, right?
2 minutes each, yeah. There's a lot to tell about that from this year. Through our carpet project, which has been a significant thing for us this year. Dave Bowe is one of the key players in that. We'll be sharing. And then through our kids club ministry, Adam Bradley will be coming and sharing. After that, then I'm going to come back up and share with you about what happened in Nepal a little bit more. I've got some more stories to share with you about what God's been up to there. So let's do some celebrating tonight. So Pastor Matt, start us off as we think about what has God accomplished through our ministry teams this year.
Try to keep this under 2 minutes. There's a lot to talk about when you go for an overview, but it was good. I keep a planner that I write all my to-do lists down and all my what's happening throughout the week and so on. And what's helpful about that is this afternoon I flipped through that and was able to be reminded about the Lord's goodness over the past year and some of the things that had happened over the past year. So it was really, really helpful. And a thing that stuck out to my mind, one of the books Michael and I are reading together. I'm rereading. It's called The Trellis and the Vine. And it was just a helpful reminder. It's a great picture. Those of you who are gardeners, you know what a trellis is. It's a structure that sits next to a vine in which the vine can grow and be healthy and display its full beauty there. And disciple making is vine work, and we're all called to vine work. And we're all called to be able to do those types of things where we reach out and we see people growing in the grace and knowledge of our Savior. But that in order for that to happen, it takes a little bit of trellis work. And I feel like this past year we've done a lot of trellis work of organizing ministries, updating the building, and doing lots of different things in order to see discipleship happen. And that's what's happened. And we've seen people grow. We've seen new ministry leaders. We've seen new ministry start up. And that's been a great thing to celebrate as we go along here. A couple of things that just highlights for myself, at least, as we walk our way through this, is internships. Seeing Michael come on as an internship. Austin had just stepped out of that role. And then seeing Michael come along, that's something that's always a joy to me, to see new people interesting in developing their skills as leaders. But not only that, we've had new ministry positions open up, new people stepping into ministry roles. You'll see some names tonight that haven't served on the board or haven't been there for a little while. And so at the board level, that's happening, but also at individual ministry level of seeing the church and get involved. The typical saying out there is 20% of the church does 80% of the work. I don't think that's true here at WBC. I think we have a lot of people involved in a lot of different areas, and it's a great thing to see the Lord using them in important ways. A couple of key ministries that I love and it's good to see. I just wanted to walk back through Sunday school. We kind of revamped Sunday school and went in a different direction. I'm using that as a training ground, a real place of learning of some practical things and also development of individuals. Here's some of the topics we covered: systematic theology, apologetics, family discipleship. We did a series on heaven, James, walking through the book of James, biblical Bible study basics, idols of the heart. We're in the middle of an Old Testament survey class and then also Philippians class. And so great topics to be able to learn and grow and to see the Lord do work through those. Excited about community groups, still excited about seeing how the Lord has used those. I know in our community group there has been some very real discussion about difficult things happening in life and how do we take encourage one another first and foremost, but also take the scriptures that we learned that morning and apply those in those different areas of life that are just difficult and walking through and making sure that we're obedient with those. Summer camp, I was excited to see that. As you guys know, summer camp, they weren't able to operate like normal, and so we decided to sign up as a guest group to go down, to head out to camp and see the kids experience camp. So that involved a lot of different things. It involved us helping to plan the program, being involved. It involved me being there to speak at chapels. And then we actually partnered with another church, Calvary Baptist in Lancaster, to combine together to be there as two smaller churches, taking over one side of the camp there. And so that was a great time. Huge thanks to Josiah and Cassie, Austin and Sydney and Valerie for being counselors that week. And you asked me for the number, and I looked real quick, but it's somewhere between $12,000 to $15,000 that we, I think it's around $12,000 that we put in as a church to help pay for the counselors, the supplies that we needed, some of the supplies we needed, and then also for kids to be able to go to camp. And so that was a huge blessing in a unique year where the Lord is being extra generous to us that we can use those monies to see kids go to camp. And it was a great time and a great time of fellowship. We ended up having a really good number of kids go out. We had four complete cabins. And I don't remember the exact number of kids, but that was an exciting time there. The other highlight is a new members class. We had a large new members class come in this year, and that was just a great time. It's still baffling to me that in the midst of a pandemic, we had the two largest new members classes that we've ever had. And the Lord is doing great work. And we see people coming, and they're not just coming to be here and to sit, but they're wanting to get involved and they're wanting to minister. And that's exciting to see that part. VBS, we were able to bring back VBS this year after taking a break due to COVID. And we did that in a new method. It wasn't a week sprint, but rather every Wednesday for 5 weeks, and enjoyed that over the summer. And then our ministry fair. In fact, if you want a list of all the ministries, I won't take all the time to do that. They have a list of all the ministries that's sitting back on our Connect table. And that'll be one that you can take a look and enjoy looking at. A couple of them that may or may not be on there, I can't remember. They're not on there, is two of them that we've started back up, senior ministry, where they have coffee and fellowship on Wednesdays at 7:30 over at the community center. Ray Brown is heading that up, and great time of fellowship there. And then also the decorating committee. Rebecca's the Mantle's the leader of that committee, and they're starting to get busy getting some doing things here in the church, and we're excited to see some of the ideas that they have being implemented. Again, our main goal is to make disciples, but in order to make disciples and to do it effectively, do it efficiently, we need to be able to have some structures in place, and that's what these ministries allow us to do. And hopefully, as you listen to the rest of these, you'll be able to hear some of those vine work stories as we've implemented and worked on the trellis this year.
All right, so here to talk about the internship program, pastoral internship program, which I've been privileged to be a part of for, well, since September. And Pastor just read from 2 Corinthians 2, just a few verses down in chapter 3, verse 4. It says, such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant. And I would say that that has just been such a big part of my experience with the pastoral internship, that I've had the opportunity to do a lot of things that have been uncomfortable, but have just experienced God's faithfulness in enabling those and allowing me to grow in those. So the internship has involved things like taking part in staff meetings with pastors Brad and Matt, as well as Douglas, and really giving insight into the prayer and care that goes into both administrative tasks in the church and as well as shepherding responsibilities. I've also been able to participate in a couple of board meetings and meet one-on-one with some board members, again, just giving insight into the inner workings of the church, giving insight and a window into what leadership looks like, and also getting to know the leadership as well and just being poured into by them, encouraged by them, discipled by them, and meeting one-on-one with Pastor Brad, working through the trellis and the vine has been really good. Pastor Matt has really poured into me, and he really has exemplified that idea of discipleship. Of course, Pastor Brad as well. But meeting one-on-one with Pastor Matt a little more, working through that book, taking a look at what ministry is as discipleship rather than just programs for the sake of programs, reading through pastoral epistles with him, talking with him through those. I've been able to lead a small group of men in a discipleship group myself in some material that Pastor Brad developed, which is 2 Timothy 2:2, and again, just cultivating maturity in men in the church and then multiplying that and making that happen within the church. And while I am the leader of that group, I've been just encouraged by those men themselves and their maturity and how they're pouring into me, and it's just been a good chance to grow. Also, I've had opportunities to teach Wednesday nights, especially do a little more teaching, do, you know, like scripture readings up front, which has just really helped me to be comfortable in speaking, helped me to refine my ability to teach, and I get a lot of joy in that, and I've experienced a lot of the Lord through that, and a lot of His faithfulness, because again, I'm just confronted with my insufficiency, but and I still have a long way to go, but He has been, it's been good to experience the Lord in that way. And there's been a couple other responsibilities, but overall the Lord has been at work in my life through the internship program, giving opportunity to serve, to grow, helping to clarify where He wants me, as well as giving me more of a heart for where I am now, where we are now, and really just helping me to experience 2 Corinthians 3 firsthand. And to be able to be discipled myself in the process. So thank you for supporting the internship program and allowing me the privilege to be a part of it.
Good evening. I'm going to try to talk about youth group. Just main things about the building now, the updates that we had in our rooms. So we had new carpet there. Also, we had 3 new couches, and we appreciate that. We had some couches that was about 30 years old there. Some smell on it. So we appreciate you guys so much. We also had some funds that allowed us to invest in books. So we had a book that we bought that was 40 stories about the whole Bible from creation to Revelation, and we finished that in November. So we had an overview of the Bible, and it was great to see a lot of doctrines that sometimes we get misunderstood on that. So we finished that. Also, we bought 2 books, one for the guys and one for the girls. The girls, about how to keep yourself in the Word, and that book is more involved to discipleship too. So we have a number about 10 to 12 teens there. They're great. There's not a lot of drama. There's not a lot of rivalry or jealousy between them. They're just great together. But what I see is like we had 4 teens that came. They were not saved. And the way that they ministered to them, it was great. So we fellowship, we break the bread every Sunday, or we break the dough, a pizza dough every Sunday. And God has provided, you guys also have been provided for that. We have pizza every time there. And it's just great to be sitting beside them and hearing their stories. Sometimes you laugh with them, but sometimes like hearing like things that are like struggles. So it's a great to be part of that. Joy to see them. The majority of them serve in the church, at the sound, at the nursery, at the kids program. It's great. And the worship. A lot of them are involved to the community with sports, with types of leadership in the schools. So God has been blessing us with a great group of kids. But I'm seeing this year increase of their leadership as they grow in God. And our prayer, it's my prayer for myself, is just to help them and help myself to keep the priority. And we had a great year this year. We have four leaders, me, Lacey, Austin and Sydney, and sometimes Bella, bossing them around. But pray for them now too, because sometimes youth group can be, or any ministry can be, very heavy on them. So pray for a refresh for them too. Thank you, guys.
Realize Douglas's mom and Aaron Waro are flying from Brazil even as we're speaking, and I'd like for us to pray for them because they'll be arriving tomorrow. Would you lead us in prayer for them as they're traveling and then share with us?
Father, we thank you that these blessed folks are going to be able to come see us, Aaron and Douglas's mom. We pray for a safe trip here and a warm welcome, and that in every detail, you are doing things in our lives. So we just commit this visit to you and ask that you would just have your will and you would be glorified in that and blessed in that, in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I'm here to share about the counseling ministry, and there's so many different ways that this could be approached. So I'm just going to use two quick ones under 2 minutes. The first one would be numbers. It's hard to get a number of how many people have been counseled here. We're not talking about the training. We're talking about the actual counseling that occurs. But the best I could do between me and Barb and Pastor and a few others, 75 people or so were counseled so far this year. Now, what that means, we probably don't have 75 people in here tonight, so... And if you think about each person sitting here, if you were despairing, if your marriage was about to fall apart, if you were about to lose your faith in Christ, if you were so anxious you couldn't leave your home, if you were so sad because your spouse had died, and I could go on, fearful, do we talk about fear this year? And there's a place you can go where you're listened to and understood, and there's compassion. That's secular counseling, quite often. But there's a place you can go and get that, and then have your heart and your mind and your soul turn to the Word of God and to the sufficiency of Christ in the gospel. And that's counseling here and many other places like this. And because Wheelersburg Baptist, through the leadership of Pastor Brad years ago, 22, 23, 24 years ago, decided to take us in that direction as a main focus of our ministry, it's hard to number the lives that have been touched. So the other part of what I wanted to share, but 75 is the number I have, and I mean, we could spend time with each one of those. But I have one in particular that I'm going to be meeting with Monday virtually online, and I really want to offer it as a prayer request. This fella is a Marine. He's stationed in the Philippines right now out of San Francisco. His wife and family live in the area here. His mother counseled with us 10 years ago in marriage, and she remembered us. He's having a crisis of faith. He's gone from an emergent church situation to being unsure about universalism, confusion about life, about trouble, about trials, about marriage, about his life, purpose life. And his mother said, I know somebody you can talk to. He'll take you into the scriptures. I've met with him briefly once on just a phone call and then once virtually. In that time, and this is the Holy Spirit at work, this isn't Dave, this is God's Word and the Holy Spirit at work. I just get the blessing of being a part of it. He has moved from a lack of assurance and quite a bit of anxiety to a settled faith that he's working on, assurance in the Lord, getting ready to enter into a study of the book of Ephesians with me. This is counseling, where we're going to talk about how he can be restored to a secure, stable place in the Lord, and all these other issues and problems, marriage issues, anxiety, out of that relationship with Jesus Christ, he's going to be able, by God's grace, to be reestablished. And his work, the other soldiers in his group that he's known for years are watching this. And they become very interested and very curious because they grew up in church. They didn't have a foundation. They had church, but they didn't have Jesus. And the opportunity here is probably for several people to come to the Lord, but that's where you all come in. We need the prayer. That's what's such a blessing of doing this ministry here. Pastor Brad, myself, and Barb and others don't stand alone. We stand in a church that loves and supports people, and we pray for them, and God does the work to his glory, and no one person here has anything to glory in, because we don't do that much. But we do so much. We offer God's word. So that's what I want to celebrate tonight. 75 people have been led to the place that they get the opportunity to trust in the Lord for life's problems. There's a message in that for you. If you're struggling right now, and I'm saying if it's going on several days or a week, come see us. Talk to your deacon. Talk to your pastor. Talk to me. Talk to Barb, make an appointment, and you don't even have to call an appointment. Get a meeting, get a conversation with us. And what we'll do is we're going to sit down with a white coat and analyze you. We're going to talk to you like a brother and a sister and love you. And we're going to take you to the scriptures to find some answers. I might need your help next week. This is a family thing. So, thank you.
So the technology team is next, and being that we're controlled with technology, we can have our own camera coming on ourselves right now. So the people at home can see us. So that's what's important for the technology. So God's timing is perfect. And for years, we've talked about new technology for our church, and we had antiquated equipment, and we had antiquated people who were working the equipment. And I've told Aaron multiple times, I am, when it comes to technology, I'm just a pretender. I know how to operate it, but I don't know all the bells and whistles, and I can't dig deep into it. And when I say God's timing is perfect, God brought Aaron Lindley to our church, and he has a vast knowledge of technology. And this whole setup back here that he will be explaining here in a moment is because of Aaron Lindley and his insight and his research for what Williamsburg Baptist needs, from the speakers to the computers to the cameras that we have one like this now, the pan tilt zoom cameras, but we have two more added here, hopefully before the year is out. It will add to our church production, but it has been a blessing. The young people who work with us back here will still get more training to go, but it has been a blessing to work with them, and Adam and Haley and Karen Boa started this year, and Drew has helped today, and we have so many people who have volunteered, and we have some more to get in the circuit back here, but technology is where churches have to be, and we would love to use it more. And I think Dave touched on it with his, when we have Zoom, the counseling training coming up. We had some people last year who took training, and it was all done via Zoom. They never came here one time, but they received the same training as people came here. So technology is big, and to get into the details of technology, I'll turn it over to Aaron Lindley. And I just want to say, again, last week, Matt, you had the Thanksgiving service. And one thing I was thankful for at Williamsburg Baptist Church was Aaron Lindley, because he's taken us to a different level where Pastor said last year, he said, I want to do it better. And I looked at I thought in my brain, I don't know what better is. And then God sent us Aaron Lindley, and he told us and shared us what better was, and that's where we are today. Here's Aaron.
That's hard to follow, Dennis, but thank you very much for that. So I will stand up, even though everybody knows how tall I am. We did. We came in, we replaced speakers over 30 years old. We replaced sound equipment with digital equipment and microphones so we can do what we're doing. the broadcast is just night and day different because of the equipment. But what has that done? That has allowed this church to reach beyond these walls. Now, I don't know if you've watched one of the broadcasts or not, but it's amazing that we can interact, and especially with Wednesday nights, being able to have two-way communication is just amazing that we can do that across the world from where we're sitting. And it's been such an honor to be a part of it, and God has opened a door for me to have a job and a career where I get to travel around the tri-state area and do that because of this church. So that's something that's happened personally. And one of the things that's a blessing to me is to be able to train other people. I love equipping people. I love knowing that I don't have to be here and it can run. That's a great thing. So that's been this year has been, it's eye-opening to watch people step in and take ownership and learn and want to learn. And there's more opportunity here, especially if you are young. So I'm going to talk to you people way over there. This is fun. There's lights, there's buttons. It looks like a cell phone and a tablet. You know more about it than I do. And if you can hear music or you know what looks good on a screen, maybe this is where you need to be. There's a lot of places God can use you, and we've got the equipment now to train you and start it right here. So be praying about that. But it is nice to be able to walk in here on a Sunday. And typically, you don't ever see us, and that's when you know it's working. If you don't see us or nobody's looking back to see what happened, you know that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's the idea, is to be transparent. I love being able to walk in, though, and if somebody comes up, and if you've noticed, we've had different instruments on the platform. You should not be able to amplify those. And it's not just important that we amplify those. They have to get back here so they can be broadcast. And this equipment allows us to do multiple mixes. I'm not only mixing for what you hear, but if you ever see me put my headphones on, I'm mixing for what they hear. So that it's a different world online. So once again, we could not do that a year ago, but we can do that now. And it's only going to get better with the new cameras that are coming in and what that allows us to do for weddings, for funerals, for just Sunday morning. It's just going to be great as our outreach continues. So praise the Lord for it.
And I just want to say one more thing. Pastor touched on it. It's because of this church and the giving that has taken place here, because we have done some things in this church, and this has been one of the areas that we've been able to do something with it, expand this area, expand the wall, because of, you know, you being led to give us the funds necessary to do the things, to keep us up to date with what things are going on. So thank you for that. Thank you for the confidence in us to do what we have, because before we make any major purchase, it has to come before the church, and you've never shot us down. And we just thank you so much for that support for us and the ministry we have back here.
Thanks, Dennis. You stole all my lines, brother. No, Pastor wanted me to say a few things about the carpet project. You know, God watches over us. That's a fact. He took care of the money, as the pastor said, and Dennis said, and Joe said all year. You know, the Lord's touched everybody's hearts, and we've been able to give more than we usually do. It's been great seeing that, and I loved it. As you remember, when you came in the front door, the ceramic tile out there was cracked and broken and in spots, and the carpet was stained all around. It was pink. I'm not sure what color it originally was, but pink is not really a good color for churches as far as I'm concerned. And we knew when we started this, it was going to take a lot of patience. And we want to thank you guys for all the encouragement you gave us during the year and the votes that came through to put this carpet in. And it was great seeing that. It was great seeing the unity of the church. It was great seeing the unity among the trustees and the board members. I really appreciate that. And I don't know what else I could say about that other than when we started this project, my hair was brown. But I think you guys did a great choice on the carpet. It looks great. And I really love seeing the church work together this year and get this project done. And it's really, really encouraged me.
Hey, Dave, at least you have hair. All right, I'll talk a little bit about Kids Club.
The great win this year is being able to have Kids Club, being able to meet here, have 20 to 25 kids, pre-K through 6th grade, come to the building and learn about God. We did an 8-week series on who God is. Dave Huddle was instrumental in teaching that, Homer, Todd a little bit, Douglas this fall. So that's what we did this year. We got the teens involved. They helped out with the games. Drew and Aaliyah and Carter, they would help out. Judy would come with her word. Where's Judy? That's all you. Yeah, Judy would come with her word. She would present a word of the day, a word of the week, and we would we'd study that. We'd go through that, ponder that, and what that meant, and how we would use that. Give me some examples. I can't think of anything right now, Judy.
Reputation.
Yep, that was the word 1 week. So we'd think about that. And, yeah, character. Good.
Redemptive prayer.
Yep. Well, do that. Thank you for that.
Great
fun. Yep. Andrea and Drew, they introduced motions back into our memory verse, something that I'm not very good at, and I know Scott, you know, used to do that with Kids Club, and I haven't been very good at that. So Andrea and Drew this year introduced the motions back into memory verses. We had a lot of new leaders this year, so that was good and encouraging. The kids, Dave, you anything you would want to share? Their behavior, their attitude, their eagerness to learn. What would you have to say?
I talked to the first 4 weeks, and I told you, and still solid on my heart, of how much attention these kids paid on the lesson. They were on every word, and that goes to the Holy Spirit. And we have no idea how much fruit has been planted. But I'm thankful and feel privileged to be part of that.
So I think this year, especially, I could see the growth in the team, the leaders, the teachers, myself, just as much as the kids. So that's encouraging. So with some monies, we were able to buy a laptop for Kids Club. So we put like songs, our songs that we start out with. We'll put the videos up on the screen, and we'll show a movie. Usually in the wintertime, a 2-week series, 2-week movie, we'll use the laptop to do that. So we bought the laptop, and then we also try to have plenty of Bibles to give out to kids that don't have a Bible to take home. So we use monies for that as well. So I think that's all.
And these are just some of the ministries. I mean, I just picked a few just to give the sampling. Thank you again for what you've done, giving, serving. Has it come through clearly? There's a lot of people doing a lot of things, and praise God for that. You are a part of ministering. Whenever one part of the body does something, the whole body's a part of that. You were a part of what happened in Nepal. I've shared some pieces of this. There's just so many more things we could talk about, and just let me take a little time on this. Was in Nepal for the 2 weeks, flew into the middle of the country, Kathmandu, and then flew down to the south east corner of the country, basically, is where we were teaching two different groups of people. Let's go to the next slide. The one on the left there is just, I thought it was interesting. This is the airport in Qatar, very modern. That's, you know, the glass, the lights, it's the middle of the night. And then flying into Nepal, of course, the mountains. You're looking at clouds in the front and then the Himalayan mountains in the back that are higher than the clouds. That's what that represents. Let's go to the next. Qatar was the airline. This picture on the right is in the church service the first Sunday that we were there, and the young pastor's daughter's taking the offering with a little collection bag there. They had the picture on the left there. The food was the church potluck. Not potluck, because there was just one thing. You didn't choose from anything. Everybody had the same, the rice and the sauce, meat, vegetables there. Buddha Air, just kind of found it, chuckled when I think about we were flying on Buddha Air as we went to Bharatnagar. One of the main ways of transportation is the little motorcycles, and I was on the back with this fella. I've got some videos that are coming up here in a minute, and you'll feel what it's like. There's no way, I said to Tom multiple times, there's no way to help people understand what it's like, but maybe the video we'll hear in just a moment. One of the key persons in that region that was helped organize the training of the 22 the first week that we were teaching theology, a preaching class, and the book of Genesis is the fellow at the top there. And he's behind a microphone because his day job basically, he works at a radio station, a Christian radio station that broadcasts throughout that whole section of Nepal. Why that's so significant is it's against the law in Nepal to go out and share the gospel with someone on the street. There are anti-conversion laws. You could not go up to a Hindu and talk to him about his need for Jesus unless you wanted to go to prison. But through radio, that message can go forth. And I wasn't aware of that when we went there. It was a blessing to learn about that. The bigger picture I've shown you before is the first group that we worked with and the module. I told you the story about the fellow that was in the Indian Air Force for 30 years, a colonel, and his wife there. They invited us into their home, and just another shot of them. What a dear couple. And then this is the picture outside, is just outside of their home, the church building that he built and seeking to see a church established there in that part of Nepal. This is the pastor's wife and pastor's daughter at the second location we were at. And the picture on the right is the church. You talk about not user-friendly. I mean, to find this church, you had to walk through a path through the dark off the main street to find the church. And when you got down to the end of the path, there was this yellow building where that was the church building. Don Kuda Baptist Church is the name of the place that we met. The sad story on the left there is that's the place there in Kathmandu where they were cremating the bodies, the Hindu temple, and you'll see a video in a moment of that. The couple on the right is, I know Gary and Nancy will appreciate this, wherever you go in the world, if you're going to do ministry, you have to have a key person that just opens things up, and that's this fellow on the right. He's the pastor there in Kathmandu and his wife and two children. Pastor Hari is just a godly man, very solid theologically, and just a servant, and they were a blessing to be with. The picture on the right is one of the pastors that came to the trial module the second week. He and his wife were there. The picture on the left, I showed that before to you, but I wanted to mention again just to show how the networking happens. The day before we left the country, we met this another man from America that's doing training of leaders in Nepal. He was actually the one that I shared with. He was kicked out of the country, was going to be arrested. He had to leave the country because of the work he was doing as a Christian. He now goes back in as on a tourist visa and continues to work. And then Pastor Hari, the fellow on the right, just talking about how do you train people in a country like Nepal? And there's this brief window where things are open. Just some videos, no particular order. Just start with the top, and I'll just give you some sights and sounds of Nepal. This is the church service there, the first week. And she's taking the offering now. Of course, everybody sits on the floor. That's their way. They'd be more comfortable on the floor than in chairs, frankly. So, the next one, we'll start here.
And in this chapter, we have the.
This is Tom Carr. Just to give you a flavor of what it's like to speak through a translator.
अब यहाँनिर हामी विवाहको सुरुवात भएको हामी स्थापना भएको कुरा हामी देख्दछौँ
and I don't want to say too much about it now because we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
अहिले म यो विषयमा त्यति जाँदैनौ किनभने भोलि हामी भन्ने छौँ फेरि यो विषयमा जानेछौँ.
Just a feel. This language is so different that you don't hear any words you recognize. When you're in Europe, you might hear a word or two that you recognize. Not so in Nepal. Pastor, this is not a pastor. Martin's very good. This is one of the students in the class, and he would often lead us. Young guy, about 21 years old. a heart for the Lord. Let's go to the next one. This was the flight in country, and you'll see those are the Himalayan mountains, just, again, breathtaking there in the distance. Towards the end there was probably Everest. Everest actually doesn't, it stands out, they told us, because it doesn't have the snow on the top. It's kind of, it looks dark at the top because it, I guess because it's so high, you just don't see snow at the very top of it. But let's go to another one here. Oh, a little explanation. When you go other places, it's just intriguing to me, life, how life works. And taking a shower is a major thing when you go somewhere. And I just took a picture of how this shower system works. So here you go.
Doesn't do anything. These knobs right here are used. That's the one that actually works. And then the hot water comes out of this unit. And there's a gas line here. The red knob needs to be turned on. And there's a switch under here that turns on this. And so it didn't work the first couple of days, but it got it working last night. And it is a nice way to start your day. So take your choice on which knob to choose. It's actually this one right here.
It was funny. I said to Tom, how's your shower? He said, it's cold. There's no hot water. I said, I found out I'd got to get hot water. You got to keep, I kept going down saying, surely this thing works. And the guy finally figured it out. And you got to figure out which of the knobs to turn. But we had hot water. Let's go to the next one. Like one of the first days we were there, the street was absolutely packed. And found out it was a Hindu, one of the main Hindu holidays. And they celebrate it by having a parade of sorts and getting drunk. And in the back, you'll see gallon jugs of their brew and their paper cups. They're just drinking and banging on stuff. And I'm like, why in the world wouldn't you want to be a follower of Jesus? I mean, like, we have so much more fun than this. But that was, the streets were packed with people just basically making noise and getting drunk. That's what it was. That was their festival. Let's go to the next one. This is on the back of the motorcycle. Heading up to a couple of shots of this, just to give you a flavor. They drive on the other side of the road. I hesitated to show you the next couple ones coming. You might not let me ever go again when you see what really happens on those things. This, actually, this is that's flying in Kathmandu, just to give you an idea of what it looks like going into the city. If there's another shot of the motorcycle. This is that scene where they were cremating. That's a body being cremated right there. It is very sad. I think we skipped maybe, and maybe in God's providence we skipped. The Tale of the Dragon, some of you have been there. Think of Tale of the Dragon. There are like 40-some switchbacks on this road. Pass, just pass. Two-lane road turns into a four-lane road if you need to. And if there's somebody coming towards you, they get over, and you get over. It's like right here in America, you're like, I'm not passing now until I get around this. Why not? Go for it. Here we go. So thank you for praying. I mean, and this was nothing. But there's one more coming up that you got to see to appreciate just the driving. Okay, here now we're back into town. Thank you. I asked them, I said, do you ever have accidents? They said, never. We never have accidents. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. Just gives you a little bit of a sense of what happened there. And thank you so much for your prayers, for your giving. That was a part of the trip there that I didn't get to talk to you about. Some of those videos I thought you might enjoy. We have a couple that's going to be married that just walked into the room here. Welcome, Natalie and Sheldon. And we won't put you on the spot here other than to acknowledge that you're here. We're excited for you. So we've been looking back, and that's what God accomplished in this year that still continues for a few more weeks. And now let's look ahead for just a few moments by thinking about what's coming up. We have the budget that we're going to talk about briefly, and then you'll vote on, and we've got some officers to consider. The process, the proposed nominations and budget were posted 2 weeks ago for the congregation to review, as stipulated by our Constitution. This process has been working in the works for since September, basically. The budget committee, which worked hard, put together the draft budget. It went to the combined board with your input, but for presentation to you as congregation. You've been given the opportunity to submit folks you'd like to see in different positions, nominations, nominating committee work.